It's a great pleasure to me to introduce our third keynote speaker this morning. That is Modouba Gafa-Sada. I hope it's spelled not completely incorrect. She is a representative of the Council of Europe, and she is going to introduce a platform, a project related to health protection and patient rights issues. And originally, she is coming from Azerbaijan, which is a nice country between Europe and Asia, but I think belongs to Asia. Yeah, so no, we more or less Eurasia. So that's just one another synergy in the continental way. Okay, I'd like to give you give the floor to Modouba and give her the time to introduce this model platform. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you all. My name is Modouba Gafa-Sadeh. I work in the Social Cohesion and Integration Department of the Council of Europe. I am a health project coordinator. I would like to start by saying that I'm still under the impression of the presentation from the previous speakers, from the excellent presentations. So I have to say that I will make a health project presentation. What the Council of Europe is doing in the health matters. And I would like to make a presentation of the results of our survey, which we have done last year. It was a survey on good practices on the citizens' consultation on the right to the protection of health. Our project is a 2 years project. 2012 and 2013. The project calls Model of a Citizens' Consultation Platform on the Right to the Protection of Health. Our project aims to improve protection of health through increased health literacy and health education. After the reform and reorganization of the Council of Europe's intergovernmental committees and the Secretariat in October 2011, including the discontinuation of the European Health Committee and Health Division of the Council of Europe, Director General of Democracy and the European Committee for Social Cohesion have taken responsibility to implement this 2 year health project. In compliance with the Council of Europe program and budget for 2012 and 2013, we had two expected results for last year. First, it was preparation, a survey. We have prepared a survey on good practices on citizens' consultation on the right to the protection of health. We have prepared this survey together with the European Health Literacy Network. And since the main aim, one of the main aim of our project is to increase the level of health literacy through the different group of society, we cooperated with the European Health Literacy Network of the Maastricht University. The second expected result was the organization of the international workshop, and we have organized the international workshop in Strasbourg last year in November together with the Southeast European Health Network. The primary aim of the Council of Europe is to create a common democratic and legal area throughout the whole of the continent, ensuring respect of its fundamental values, its human rights, democracy and rule of law. The right to health protection is a fundamental part of our human rights and our understanding of a life in dignity. Since one of the main aims of the Council of Europe are promotion and protection of human rights, among all fundamental human rights, we consider the right to the protection of health. Our project aims to support member states in improving of health as an essential condition for social cohesion. To that end, our project will promote citizens' health literacy and health education through the different groups of society. For the purpose of our project, health literacy is to be understood as the ability to access, to understand, to apprise, and to apply health information, to take decisions concerning healthcare, disease prevention, and health promotion. Being literate on health issues does not necessarily require any special education on health. However, it requires a complex combination of reading, listening, analytical, and decision-making skills, and the ability to apply these skills to health situation. The main partners of our project were European Health Literacy Network and Southeast European Health Network. We also cooperated with our former European committees, is the European Health Committee, European Committee for Social Cohesion, and the expert group on implementation of good governance principles in healthcare systems in Europe. The target groups of our project was the ministries of health of the Council of Europe member state countries. As you know, the Council of Europe is an international organization which established in 1949 and which is covering 47 countries. So 21 countries of the Council of Europe have replied to our survey and cooperated with us. In addition, we cooperated with the Israel, since the Israel is one of the countries of the Southeast European Health Network. And last year, Israel has taken the presidency of the Southeast European Health Network. So we have also reply from the Israel, from the Ministry of Health from Israel, who also shared the experience and best practices examples. Our project also supports member states in implementing of the Council of Europe recommendation on patient rights and patient participation, and also in implementing of the Council of Europe conventions. Here I would like to mention the revised European Social Charter. This is the convention which was signed and ratified almost by all the Council of Europe member state countries. And Article 11 of the revised European Social Charter is the right to protection of health. The next convention is the Oviedo Convention, which already calls Convention on Human Rights and Biomedicines. And under Article 28 of the Oviedo Convention, which called public debate, it's mentioned that the all fundamental questions raised by the development on biology and medicines should be a subject of appropriate public discussions and public consultation. Last year, we have done a survey on citizens' consultation on the right to the protection of health together with the European Health Literacy Network. The aim of our survey were to gain a better understanding of the way in which citizens in Europe are consulted their rights, to gather examples of good practices on citizens' participation, to gather examples of good practice in promoting health literacy and health education through different groups of society in different countries. That survey was sent to the ministries of health of all member states of the Council of Europe, while the European Committee for Social Cohesion, and as I told, since Israel was a president of the Southeast European Health Network, Israel also shared their experience in this matter. A summary report on good practices have been prepared and presented to the international workshop in Strasbourg. It was in November last year. The examples of practices and strategies were included to the Council of Europe inventory and also to the draft model of a citizens' consultation platform on the right to the protection of health, which was developed and drafted and consulted by our expert groups. And I brought with me some copies of this model platform. These publications are available in the hall, so if you are interested from the results of our research, please feel free to pick them up and feel free to contact our division. We're ready to share with you the results of our project. The aim of the workshop, which we organized last year in November, was the presentation and discussion of survey results, sharing of experience, presentation and discussion of examples of good practices and strategies on the improving of health literacy, and presentation of a model platform. Our expected results for this year is to prepare an inventory of good practice to promote health education, to prepare an inventory of strategies to advance health literacy. So we merged these two expected results and we have drafted an inventory of good practices and strategies on health literacy and health education. This inventory will be available very soon at the Council of Europe health portal. So if you will be interested, you can access to this inventory. It's a simply compilation of the examples of best practices from the different countries who share their examples. The next expected result is a training program, and we are currently preparing a training program on increasing of health literacy among elderly people. We are cooperating with the Ministry of Health of Malta, which it calls Ministry of Health and Elderly Community Care of Malta. So we have an expert with an excellent expertise in the field of working with the elderly people. So we are currently preparing the training program for elderly people. And the next expected results for this year is a launching events to disseminate the model of a citizens' consultation platform on the right to the protection of health in 10 member states, countries of the Council of Europe. We have already presented these results in United Kingdom, in Austria, in Malta, in Croatia, in Moldova, in Azerbaijan. Now I'm very happy to share with you and to present you our publications here in your wonderful country. And we are going to do it this year, at the second part of this year, in Ukraine, in Montenegro, and in Denmark. I would like to say a couple of words about the model platform, which is an organigram with the map of determinants of health literacy. The idea of the platform is to improve the quality, efficiency, and cooperation of internal mechanisms and financial instruments, social, health, legal, financial, and other stakeholders, health professionals and decision makers, patients and citizens, their roles and their influence on citizens' healthcare expectation. Objectives of our model platform is that in the interest of promoting an open and genuine consultation on the right to the protection of health, a consultation platform enables a full and drunk decisions about citizens' rights, expectation, opinion on healthcare services provided, and on various minor structural in current legislation. The primary objectives of the model platform is to develop a plan for dealing with the client difficulties on consulting their rights to the protection of health. This model of platform and draft paper examines all proposals in the content of the framework outlined in a strong foundation and cooperation of health stakeholders. The model platform is based on the protection of human rights. It's founded on a legal basis, so on principles of equality and non-discrimination. The platform based on patient protection and safety, and it's covering all group of society, especially such vulnerable group of society as elderly people, refugees, disabled people, and so on. The model platform should be promoting health literacy and citizens' consultation. This model was drafted by the expert group of the Secretariat of the Council of Europe. was developed and discussed at the workshop last year in Strasbourg and was finalized by Mr. Eric Kurniev. It's our consultant from the former expert group of the implementation of good governance principles in healthcare systems in Europe. So as I told, the publications are available in the meeting room, and if you're interested, you can pick them up. The importance of health literacy, which is one aim of our project, is a huge problem in Europe. As I told you, one of the main partners from our project is the European Health Literacy Network. And the European Health Literacy Network is also a major research in the field of health literacy. They have done a survey in 8 countries of the European region. It's Netherlands, Germany, Greece, Bulgaria, Belgium, Luxembourg, and so on. So they interviewed 8,000 respondents in Europe. And the results of their survey is that 47% of respondents have lack of health literacy. For example, 25% of respondents in Germany even, they indicated in survey replies that they have found difficult to understand what the doctors say. The people in Europe, unfortunately, 47% of respondents, they have indicated that they have limited knowledge on health promotion and disease prevention. So our main aim is to try to find the right approach to the different group of societies in Europe and to help the citizens to try to increase the level of health literacy and the level of their knowledge in health matters. Thank you very much for your attention.
Again, for this interesting presentation about the European project and model. I think it's always good to have this accompanying programs running on the EU level. It's also important for our activities in a project or in a national program, and health literacy is really a very interesting issue. I can add something. There's a new edition by WHO about health literacy published by Ilona Kickbush, who was actually the inventor of the health promotion activities. To me, one comment about health literacy, I think health literacy is not just that patients understand what the doctor is telling them. It's also to being able to exchange their feelings, their emotion, the expressing their rights as a patient against the experts in the field, and the medical doctor is also one. So we have a few minutes left for questions or remarks to Morova, please, feel free. Arndt?
Is this an online platform or is this a consultation platform? And I was wondering how you discussed, especially when you talked about vulnerable groups as elderly or refugees, how should they use an online platform to complain about lacks of health protection? So I was not sure what the platform meant and how you could put claims to a platform, especially from those vulnerable groups.
Thank you very much for your question. I would like to show you, well, I'm not sure that it's visible from here. You're right, it's a virtual platform, is an organigram with the map of determinants of health literacy. So this virtual platform consists the main points which is the compilation from the best practices examples. So we have tried to put together all the stakeholders, all mechanisms, and all measures who are participating in the consultation platform and who helps the citizens to make their life easier. For example, if the patients don't know that they have right to have a second opinion, that they have right to complain if they are disappointed, they should know where they can complain, how they can ask more information, how they can consult their rights. We have just tried to put together all these mechanisms and measures. This model platform is available on the Council of Europe website, and one of the main aims for this year is to try to disseminate as much as possible this model platform to the Council of Europe member states. And we recommend to the governments of the Council of Europe member states countries to disseminate this model platform to the people in order to let them know better their rights, to organize a training, to promote the patient rights, the citizens' rights on health matters, to help them to be more informed on their rights. Thank you.
Just it came in my mind, probably we can rename this model project as a project to increase the expert literacy about the rights of health of patients and refugees or whatever. I'm not sure in Germany we have at the moment a big discussion about whether asylum seekers and refugees without real legal papers, ID cards, can receive any kind of medical treatment. Is this also covered by this program?
The title of our project is Citizens Consultation. So unfortunately, we cover only citizens of the Council of Europe member states. We don't cover even students, migrants, refugees, and other groups of society. We're talking about citizens, but of course it depends on the legislation from the different countries, It's covered by social protection or medical insurance, whether they cover all the social groups or not.
Oh, okay. I think it's good to know. Yes, thank you very much again, Morva, for this presentation.